So this is your first headlining tour in Central Europe.
Right.
How do you feel about it?
Well, it's really amazing and weird at the same time. About 2 years ago, we came over and we did some UK dates, but the first date was in Cologne, Germany, at the same place that we just played. And now, 2 years later, we've played our headlining show there, and it's sold out, and it's an amazing, amazing thing. You know, when you're on tour for so long, it's hard to take a step back and realize what you've accomplished. And by doing this, it's kind of like a little like wake-up call, like, hey, you know, 2 years ago, nobody knew who you were, and now, you know, they're coming up just to see you. So that was really cool. I enjoyed that.
And yeah, why did it take you to so long for headlining to in Central Europe while you tour the UK, I think, twice a year?
Well, here's the thing. The records were out over there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the first record actually got released over here or what. The second record just got released,
yeah.
So now we will be here more. You know what I mean? But up until that point, it was like we wanted to come, but then no one would have came to see it. So it's like it was one of those things.
You played in London, I think, in September, and I was in London on that day, but I wasn't able to go to the show because of the guys with whom I was there.
Okay.
They wanted to see the city and here and there. So
what about
I had to miss the show.
Ah, it sucks.
So, yeah, but I think you played London twice on this tour.
Yeah, we're playing again on the fourth, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think it's the fourth. But yeah, it should be fine, and that's going to be another headlining show in London for us. We played London with Taking Back Sunday, but it's going to be nice to actually just headline there.
And before Taking Back Sunday cancelled the rest of their tour, you were supposed to play today, and Taking Back Sunday was supposed to play in Berlin, but in a different venue.
I know, yeah.
Do you know why you...
Why? I have no clue. I have no clue whatsoever. I don't know why that would have happened. We were all bummed about it when we found out. We were like, who decided to do that?
Yeah.
You know, and... then they decided to cancel, and we were like, oh, well, that sucks, because we wanted to go see them after our show. But I guess, you know, it kind of works out, you know.
And the youth are here in the same touring?
Yeah, we've been trying to hook up with them, too.
Head of America canceled, so...
Wow. Yeah, he always gets sick.
Yeah.
So that's a shame.
About 5 European Glasgow tours that have been canceled.
Anytime he comes over here, he always gets sick.
Yeah.
Never, ever. Never will make it over here. That's a real shame, because they're a great band.
Yeah.
You know?
How do you feel about Germany in general?
I love Germany. I really do. When I come over to Europe, and mostly the UK, because that's mostly what we've done so far, I kind of get really depressed. It's hard to, like, contact people that you know at home, your loved ones, and things that you take for granted at home as being convenient are very hard over here, you know, so I love playing and I love touring, but over here it's really rough. And then coming to Germany out of the UK, you know, it's just something about the people that makes it more, I don't know, I guess welcoming, you know. The shows it's a totally different show, because the kids in the UK come out to see your band, and that's a great feeling. Over here, it doesn't feel like they come out to see your band in particular. They just come out to have a great time and go see a rock show. And that's a more pure feeling, and you don't get that anywhere else. And I've enjoyed it, you know?
So do you think this is the last time we can see you in a venue for less than 500 people?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I love playing smaller shows. I really do. It's just what I grew up doing, and that's how it should be, I think. You know, I mean, it translates better. You know, the emotion is there between crowd and performer, and the lines are blurred, and everybody's a part of it. You know, sometimes it gets really hard to convey messages to a room of a 1,000 people or more than that, you know, even arenas. Ridiculous, you know.
Do you feel you have reached the point you ever always wanted to reach, because you're on MTV and doing 20 minutes of interview for a 30-second clip in newsletter?
I guess. I mean, that was never the goal. I was never like, oh, you know, I want to do this so I can be on MTV or I can do interviews. It was always I just want to play and somehow make a difference in the world. And by touring and playing and writing this music, I've met a bunch of kids that said to me, you know, like, your band has changed my life and made me feel a certain way about something, and that, to me, is changing the world. And if that's true, then I've reached my goals and I can die happy.
What do you think are the main reasons that you become so popular in such a short time? Your band is only, I think, 3 years old?
Yeah, it's about 3 years old. We've been very, very lucky. I think it was just the right combination of people. I think it's one of those things where, you know, I believe in destiny, and I believe in, like, happenings. I think that it was our destiny to meet each other and form a band, and I think if it was any other people in this band, it wouldn't have worked the way it did. And it's just, you know, one of the things that, it's like a comic going by, you know, it's not going to happen every time. It's not going to happen, you can't plan it out. You really can't plan it out. It's just something that goes down.
And you had the great chance to play with my favorite band that broke up 2 years ago, but had the last tour last year.
Oh, Face to Face?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They planned to come to Germany in 2002, I think, but canceled the tour for whatever reasons, and wanted to reschedule, but never did, and then they broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They had their last tour ever in the US.
When we got that call that, you know, they wanted us to do their last tour, we actually had something lined up already to do, and we were like, well, yeah, we're doing that. Like, are you serious? Like, it's such an honor that a band that shaped the way you listen to music, you know, like a band that you grew up listening to, a band that influenced you that much, would call you and be like, hey, would you, this is, you know, it's an honor, you know, for them to be like, hey, would you come out with us? And especially on their last tour, like their farewell tour, I couldn't believe it, you know? I had never met those guys before, and they just kind of took us in as, you know, as a peer, and they're amazing people, amazing musicians, and it's a shame that a band like that breaks up, you know? But I'm glad they're not, like, dragging it out, you know, over the coals for years and years to come. I think they went out beautiful, and they're still in the... I can't describe that experience, really. I really can't. It was a great, great tour, and I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Who dominates the choice of music you're listening to in the tour bus? Is it you? Is it the metalheads in the band? Is it?
It's, you know, everybody's got an iPod, everybody's got a computer, so we all kind of have our own thing going on. And if you like walk into one section of the bus, you'll hear something. I don't know, maybe Pantera going on. And you're like, what? And you go up like a few more steps, and somebody's listening to Wu-Tang. And then you go up a few more steps, and somebody's listening to jazz. And then it goes into like Black Flag playing. And it's like, you know, everybody's got their own little thing. So there's definitely times where music will bleed together and we make our own mashups, I guess. But nobody really decides what we play. You know, it just goes off.
And what I heard from a guy who was at the Cologne show was that you open with I'm Not Okay Yet, so it's kind of your great hit nowadays.
Uh-huh.
And I really like bands that don't play their hit at the end.
Yeah.
I always hate it as a band. You know that this song has to come and comes in the encore.
That way, I mean, there's no, we're not pulling any punches with you, you know. Will we play it? Will we not play it? Here you go. You know, and if that's the only song...
But everybody knows that this song
everybody knows
come,
it.
So you can't play it at the beginning.
Exactly.
So.
And if that's the only song you wanted to hear, then you can go home now and everybody else can have a good time.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it. And it's fun, man. You know, like, knock people off their seats right in the beginning.
I really liked it when Busted Fire played here, I think, 2 years ago, when before the current album came out, and they started with Astrology.
What a great opener that is, too.
Yeah.
I remember going...
And now, since the new album out, they play it in the middle, and it doesn't work out in the middle. It's not from the beginning.
I think so, too. Definitely. I used to go see them, like... Gee, you ever go see them in Jersey?
I was trying to figure out who you're talking about.
Busted Fire? Because they played
every
show.
I know,
out of it.
Every year
they show. I used to go see. I would go.
But they
would
jump in with that one song.
Oh, dude, it would insane. People would like rush the stage and pull speakers down. It was crazy. I'll never see shows like that again. But yeah, that was a great opener. You can't put that in the middle of the set. You can't do it. I don't know. I don't like that. What was that? Release the Dogs. That was their song. Oh, that song was awful.
Yeah, I think they started with that song.
Oh, really? No, that's a shame. I haven't seen them in a long time. I used to really like that, though.
What do you think are the main reasons for the Bloodhound Gang to hate New Jersey?
The Bloodhound Gang?
Yeah. They say, but nowhere in New Jersey, that's the only place we don't go.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't think anybody really wants to go see them in Jersey. The only person I ever knew from Jersey that liked that band is a retard. So, like, I I don't know. Maybe they're not tough enough for it.
Do you think they're a band or a fun project?
Yeah. I don't know. I never really listened to them. I've listened to them. I don't know. I guess. Whatever. I don't know.
You know, the winter in New Jersey is kind of cold, and
yeah,
the winter in Berlin is kind of cold, but
yeah, it is.
I think the ones in Jersey are colder than, yeah.
You know, we have the kind of cold that goes right through your bone, you know what I mean? And there's certain, like, it's weird, there's, like, definite cold spots in Jersey. Like, as cold as it'll be, you walk into, like, this one area, and it'll get way colder for no reason. You know, it's pretty much where we practice in our studio. But, yeah, it gets real cold there. And it gets real hot in the summer, too. And then in the fall, there's this month of just beauty. It's so, it's amazing. It's the best weather in the entire world, and then it goes away. And then you wait for it.
I remember, I think 3 weeks ago, there were 60 centimeters of new snow
in
I think in New York, but it's not that far.
Yeah, and it sucked because the sun wasn't shining again for like another week, so there was just ice everywhere. Yeah, I didn't see it because we were over here, but my mom called me and she was like, "Oh man, I can't even get out of the house. It sucks."
And here we have, I think, in normal winter, about -10 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, what's that in Fahrenheit? I don't know. Yeah.
Can translate it. Not translate it.
Yeah, it gets, you know, like, no, winter is probably around
30s,
20s, 30s, maybe even teens, you know? It gets cold.
Okay. Convert it.
Oh, all right. What are these things?
Temperature. -10 is 14 in Fahrenheit.
14?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets there. Yeah, it definitely gets there.
And in summer we have about 30 Celsius, sometimes 40, but 40 is 104, but that's really rare. Yeah, normally it's about 30, so...
Gotcha.
86 in Fahrenheit.
Alright. Yeah. See, the thing about the summers in Jersey is maybe it'll get to, like, 90, which is really hot, but with the humidity, it feels like it's 120.
Yeah.
It's awful. So.
Yeah, I think you had said it in a couple of interviews, but why has your album been released half a year later than...
I have no clue. I don't know. I actually asked the same question of some people, and They did it on purpose. They think it's gonna work out. I hope so.
Still better than a lot of other albums. Sometimes I think "Clarity" by Jimmy Eat World was released 2 years after the US release.
Really? What an amazing record.
Half a year before the new album came out. So.
That sucks. that's a great record too, though. I guess it's kind of worth the wait. I like that record a lot. Oh, I can't breathe though.
Would you consider yourself as rock stars now you're on MTV? And
I don't think we consider ourselves rock stars at all. It's kind of, we're still the same people, but now people put us on television. That's really weird.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? I wish I had an answer to that question. I don't know what we are. Because, again, you know, we haven't had any time off to even take a step back and see what we've accomplished, you know, or who's paying attention, us on TV or us on the radio.
Yeah.
Friends from home will call me up and be like, "Oh, you're on TV right now, idiot." And I'll be like, "Oh, all right, great." You know, but that's about it, and that's as far as it goes. There's a lot more people coming out to shows, and a lot more girls screaming, but that kind of gets annoying, and you're like, all right. But that's about it. Like, it doesn't mean anything else, really.
I saw a live clip of Dashboard Confessional.
With God forbid.
First row.
I never want that to ever happen. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's real bad. That's real bad. Here's the downfall of it. There's a lot more of when you get up and you're on stage, a lot less of like, "Yeah, I love your band, you know, like, play this song," and there's a lot more of "Gerard, take your pants off," or, you know, whatever. And that's when you're just like, "Why are you even here?" You know? Like, this not about that.
Yeah.
It's about the music and the message in the music, and you're obviously not getting it.
Yeah.
And those people won't be there in a couple of years, and you know what? That's fine.
Are you afraid that there may be the point where you don't want it anymore in a couple of years?
I always want to play. I don't know if I'll always want that aspect of the band.
Okay.
But as of right now, I'm having a great time.
Did you have any time off to see the city? Or?
No. We had one day off in Cologne.
Yeah.
And we went out to eat, and then everything closed. So we were like, okay, I guess we'll just go back to the bus and read a book. But I want to walk around today. I hear there's like lots of cool stuff around here.
Do you have some time before the show?
I don't know. I might have more interviews.
Yeah.
So I hope not. I mean, I'm glad, you know what I mean.
You're not too far from the TV tower. I think you're able to see it at least from far away. It's
yeah.
Big tower.
All right, cool, yeah. I just want to see the sights and, like, you know, I mean, we've never been to Berlin, and I've always, you know, read about it, and I just, I always wanted to come here, so I want to check it out.
Also not too far to go to where the wall used to be or where the rest of the wall is.
Uh-huh. Is that really far?
50 minutes.
Really?
By train.
Ah.
Too far to walk.
Alright, I guess we'll go there.
You need a car to...
Yeah, no, we have a bus, there, but we can't really get around.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you have a nice flash game on your website. Are there any other things like that that are planned for the future? Any specials or online specials? Or?
You know, we're not sure. We always try to do that. Like, the first video for Not Okay was supposed to be just for internet, and then it got played on TV, so then we made another video.
Mm-hmm.
We love doing that kind of stuff, you know, like just the little extras for kids that want to go on the internet and check our band out. We don't have anything planned right now because we've been really busy, but I'm sure there's going to be more in the future.
Your album is not copy protected. Was it your decision? Was it your label's decision?
What do you mean? You know.
Did they say we don't need it? You're not the band that's going to be copied?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just going to happen. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? If you like the band, if you really, really love the band, and you want to support the band, then buy the record.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, because there's no way we can do this without that support of the fans and the fans buying the records.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you do that. And, I mean, there's so much more that comes along with it when you do buy it. I mean, there's artwork that Gerard did himself and the lyrics, which are the most important part. And, you know, just there's a lot of artwork in it, actually. And, you know, we try not to shortchange. We don't do records with, like, just a little fold. You know, we try to make it a big project. And
I think the main problem with copy protection for me is that you can't put the album you bought on an MP3 player or make a mixed CD for your car. Or
yeah, I don't like that.
Unable to. So that's why I hate copy protection. I understand it, that they need it.
Right.
But they should prevent ban downloading or something like that, but not to copy the CD and do with the music you bought, do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel.
I agree with that, I really do. Yeah. There's got to be a better way, but I don't think they've found it yet, and I think everybody's just scrambling for a way out, you know? But they're not going to find it yet. I don't know what they're going to do. Everything's, I don't know. Maybe they should just burn all the money in the world.
So, how far are you with maybe some new songs?
Before we came over here, we got pretty far. We did about 4 or 5 songs. We were getting together. And then we came over here and kind of get some stuff ready for headlining shows.
Yeah.
So we kind of put that stuff on the back burner. But I think when we get home, we're gonna be pretty busy until the summer. So we try to write as much as possible on the bus, though, at home. And we keep a mini recorder, like an 8-track recorder, in the back of the bus for anything new that comes up, and you just want to throw some tracks down, see what works, and we do it like that.
Do you think you able to go into the studio at the end of the year maybe already?
We're actually probably around.
I think you're going to Japan. You're going to France. Going to play the Rock tour.
Yeah, we're doing so much stuff, but I think around this time next year, we should be in the studio.
Okay.
Hopefully. That's what I'd like to do.
Anything else that comes up in your future from your band?
Let's see. Just lots of touring. Lots and lots and lots of touring. And we're definitely meeting a few goals that we set for ourselves early on. But I'm just, you know, just rolling with it and seeing what comes, man. I'm astounded by how far we've gotten so far.
Okay, then.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any final words to say?
thank you, Jeremy, for just being so nice and welcoming to us. Really, it's the definite change after where we've been.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anything you missed over here that you can get in the States and unable to get here?
Twizzlers.
What's
that? Oh, man, it's licorice, and it's so good. It's like it's a red licorice. I don't know. They're huge over in the States, and I love it. Oh, and burritos, like really good burritos, and bagel sandwiches, and my girlfriend.
And is there anything you can get here that you miss when you're back in the States?
Yeah, wait, what did I really like over here? There's something I really like over here. There was a candy called Millions. It was really good. I don't think they make it anymore. It was like these little, like, nerd type things. And they tasted like soda. They were really, really good. I can't find them anymore, though.
Okay. <man. laughs> It's rude.